You are listening to an exclusive interview here on Maximum Threshold. Maximum Threshold radio show airs every Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m. exclusively at MaximumThreshold.net.
Okay, here. We're going to get Satch on the phone here. Let me see here. Okay, let me give him a call. Blah, 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 blah. Here we go. Calling Satchel.
Hey.
Hey, Satchel, what's going on, man?
How are you, dude?
Oh, great, man. What's happening?
I updated my iPhone and I didn't do anything until like a minute ago.
Oh, damn. Yeah,
I have an iPhone, by the way.
Oh, is that the new one?
Yeah, I don't have the new one, but but they had a new update for it. And like, I updated it and it's obviously got problems now.
I know how I have one of the iPod Touch. It's sort of like the same way. You got to wait for it updating and it just keeps loading and loading.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that sucks. So what's going on, man? Tell us what's going on with the band, Steel Panther.
God, what is going on with Steel Panther? There's all kinds of stuff going on with Steel Panther. It's crazy. we're right now we're in the process of we're just starting to record our next record. So mm-hmm. We're going into the studio in about a week and a half.
Oh,
we're
okay.
We're gonna record like five songs at a time.
Oh, wow.
And we are only recording number one hits this time.
That's it. Well, that's how it should be.
Yeah, exactly. That's that I think that most bands like hold themselves to a standard that's too low, and we decided, you know what, not only are we gonna be like completely, artistically driven, without any input from the record label, but we're also gonna totally sell out at the same time and give them number one hits. So mm-hmm. We'll be true to ourselves and write about, cocks and balls and pussies and stuff.
That's it. Yay. Hey, most bands, when they put something together, they're only looking to make like, hey man, this is going to be our glory song. This is a song that's going to take us over there. And they're setting, they are definitely setting their sights too low, man. And like you're saying, right. Every song's a hit. It should be, man. That's what bands should strive for. They should strive for perfection. I think you guys are like that. When you listen to Steel Panther, you kind of know the vibe that you guys have. And it's an awesome path that you take everybody on.
Well, I appreciate that. We were very, very proud of our first album, and it took a long, long time, for mm-hmm. about 30 years to write that first record. So, when we started working on our second record, we were like, well, gosh, we don't have any songs, and we got to write the next record in about 6 months. So we really buckled down and started doing a lot of drugs and having sex with a lot of girls.
Yeah.
And really becoming inspired. And I think so far we've got about 19 or 20 songs, and,
oh, wow.
and they're all. We're gonna have to whittle it down to about 10 or 12,
mm-hmm.
but they're all cool.
What are you gonna do with all the extra extra songs?
We're gonna sell them to Warrant,
mm-hmm.
and then Warrant can have a good album.
They definitely need some. They haven't done anything in years. Anything that was worth anything.
Did you hear the new Rat record, by the way?
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
Pretty good. I know. Mm-hmm. I had some cool tones and guitar solos. I was very pleased with it.
Yes, I was expecting something, but I didn't expect it to be like this good. I think with the addition of Carlos in the band, I think that really helped, get Warren, to really think, hey man, I got to step this up and we need to make this sound like a lot better, a lot better quality. I think they really got on Steven's ass also about it.
Yeah, I agree. I think they definitely like, they went, you know what, let's go old school and really write some bitchin' riffs, and it was cool. I really like the record.
That was.
Did
you get a chance?
So we got to step it up now.
Why, man? You guys are right there, man. All you guys got to do is come out with new music. You guys got the looks, you guys the style, you got the history behind you guys. I mean, what else can you do other than put out some new stuff for everybody?
Exactly. I mean, we know that we're going to do a great photo shoot for the record.
Yeah.
We just don't know, you know, what songs are going to wind up on the record at this point. But there's definitely some. We're off to a good start. Mm-hmm. Like the first five songs that we picked to record.
Yeah.
They're all killer. So
cool.
Can't wait to finish them.
All right, can you leak out any of the names of the songs that you're thinking about?
Well, there's a song called I don't know what's going to wind up on the record, but there's a song called Why Can't You Trust Me that's like an awesome rock ballad that's killer.
Mm-hmm.
There's a song called Critter that's pretty awesome. It's very like it's kind of Scorpions like. It's got a great chorus. It's about having anal sex with a girl.
Oh, that's cool.
And so yeah, that's very radio friendly. Very radio.
Oh, family. We'll play it on here.
They're going to play it in Salt Lake City a lot. I don't know what's going to wind up on the record because, honestly, between now and the time we finish the record in a, you know, 2 or 3 months, I'm gonna keep writing, and I know that the other guys are, we're all going to keep on working on stuff, so we'll see what happens.
Cool. I got a couple questions here from the people in the chat room here. Starting off, Parasite Lady, she wants to know, she said, Sancho, are you a chubby chaser?
Oh, who isn't? You know, there's two types of guys. There's guys that are chubby chasers,
mm-hmm.
and there's guys that aren't, that say they're not chubby chasers, but they really are when nobody's looking. Because let's face it, we all get hammered, and at the end of the night, I'm gonna bang whoever's left in the room, basically. Mm-hmm.
Hey, do you ever this is something I used to do when I was younger, you know, go out drinking, get trashed, and you start driving around, then you look forward to like 3 o'clock in the morning, you drive around on the strip there, and you look for the leftovers that are crawling out of the bars. Do you ever try doing that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. That happened to me just about 2 weeks ago. I found there was this hot chick, like just kind of stumbling on the street, and I took her home and started having my way with her, and it was cool because it's cool to do that once in a while because I know that the girl's not just screwing me because I'm a totally bitchin' guitar player in an awesome band.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, you know, they like me because of me, and then I was having sex with this girl, and it turned out to be a transvestite, so it was a little weird.
Now, did you find out afterwards? Did you find afterwards that she was a tranny?
No, I found out like right in the middle of it.
Oh, so you had to finish. You had to finish and say, I'm going to call quits? Or did you go back next day?
Turned her upside down and just kept going and kind of didn't look down, you know what I mean?
That's it.
Kind of like jumping out of an airplane. Don't look down.
That's it.
Just do what you got to do.
As long as you had your parachute on, everything was cool, right?
Oh, there was no parachute on that mission.
Damn.
Unfortunately, I never wear a parachute, if you know what I'm saying.
I gotcha.
Can't catch herpes twice, you know? I mean,
you got to be the giver sometimes.
Absolutely.
It makes you feel good when you're giving back to the community, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for.
That's it.
You know, I wouldn't be living up to the Steel Panther standard if I was going to start wearing rubbers at this point. Besides, rubbers cost a lot of money. Unless we get a rubber endorsement, there's no way I'm going to spend that kind of money on something to take away the pleasure.
Yeah, you guys should definitely try to, you know, I think that'd be a pretty cool item that you could be hustling at, you know, in your merch booth. If you guys had them with your stamp of approval on each of them, and I think or you could even like autograph them or something. I think that'd go over pretty good.
Yeah, you know, or we could make condoms that don't have the top part. It's just the condom bottom. You know, it's like the base, the little round part. And then that way the girl thinks you're putting on a condom and she sees you put it on, but you know, you could claim that it's like the actual condom part is so thin that you really can't even feel it. And that's, you know, that's the selling point of the condom. And the girl will just let you bone her without a condom without questioning it, you know, and it's fishing.
Yeah, I think it'd be.
I should be a marketer.
You should, and I think also you can give it the stamp of approval on each of them. I do think it'd be a good item that you guys can sell. You know,
well, you know what else we could do? We could sell our own used condoms, and we could screw a girl with a condom, put it back in the package, sign it, you know, and then sell it on eBay for, I don't know, at least twice the price of what a normal condom would cost.
I agree. I wouldn't buy one of them, but I know there's a lot of people like Wicked Wonderland in our chat room there. I'm sure she'd definitely be down with getting a couple dozen of them.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, I mean, we could even have her, you know, partner up with the band and help make them.
Do Definitely. Well, there you go. We'll throw the word out there. She's listening, and yeah, how can she get a hold of like the band if she wants to do them or something like that?
She can just come up to us and talk to us, because if we're standing around, she could just say, "Hey, what's up, Satchel?" And I'd be like, I would say, "Hey, what's up?" And then I would check out her boobs, and then maybe like take her back to my pad and bone her.
Cool. I'm sure.
I mean, like, if I wasn't in the same room with her,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, we have like a, she could call me on my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
I have a phone.
Is
but
it?
You'd have to get a phone number, obviously.
So would it be one of those like a Google Voice numbers that forward to your phone? Because you don't want to give her your real number out. She'll stalk you.
No, we've got a MySpace page. I know nobody goes on MySpace anymore,
yeah.
But I read all the mails on it's my our MySpace page is Steel. What is it? www.steel MySpace.com/Steel Panther Kicks Ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got a Facebook page too, and I don't even know what that is. But we've got a website. It's steelpantherrocks.com,
mm-hmm.
And that links to the Facebook and the other stuff. And then you can send us messages. Oh, and I've got my own Twitter.
Oh, do you?
How gay is that?
I got one of them. That's for fast info. You want to get out there? That's what I use it for.
Oh my gosh, my Twitter is Satchel666. That's my Twitter.
Oh, cool.
And girls like send me dirty pictures on that all the time, and I'm actually masturbating on Twitter right now as I'm speaking to you.
Oh, cool.
So,
just keep us in mind.
My personality.
Are you cataloging us?
You know what? I'm a multitasker.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the phone with one hand, I've got my penis in my other hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could bust a nut looking at somebody's tweet and still talk to you. Oh, there it goes.
What's the coolest tweet that you've seen come across to you?
The coolest tweet?
Yeah, because there's a lot of stupid ones out there.
There are a lot of stupid ones. As a matter of fact, I think most people shouldn't be on Twitter unless they're just on it to follow me.
How many people you got following you on there?
I think I've just hit like the 1 million mark.
Damn, that's pretty good. You're verified and everything on it, right?
Yeah, I don't know. You know what? I don't remember. It might not be a million yet, mm-hmm. but it's like a lot.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Lots of people.
Yeah, I'll put the link up there on our website there.
Yeah.
And definitely I'll make it 1,000,014 for you after the end of the night.
Oh, yeah, there you go. 1,000,014. There you go.
It's a good round number for you.
Absolutely. You know, it's the Twitter thing, it's great. I tell you, like a lot of girls, like I said, girls, they want to feel close to, you know, the band, and that's a great way to feel close to me, because I can send them dirty messages,
mm-hmm.
and then they can send me dirty messages, and then if, you know, they're really hot, then I can meet them at a show and then get a blowjob from them in, like, the parking lot or something.
That's perfect.
That's really the best thing. That's where technology has taken us in 20 years.
I hear you on that.
So, it used to be, you know, there's downsides too, though. There's a lot of guys out there that have girlfriends, and it's not good if you have a girlfriend with all this technology, because they can keep tabs on you.
Oh, definitely. I hear you on that.
They can follow your, I don't know if people have iPhones. They can follow your iPhone on a frickin' Find My iPhone app, and they go and you're a little radar bleep, and you come up on their computer, and your girlfriend will find you no matter where you are, no matter whose apartment you're in, no matter what gay bar you're at, she'll find you and hunt you down. It's horrible.
I hear
you. That's why you gotta be totally straight up with your girl from the beginning and just let her know. Play her Community Property by Steel Panther,
mm-hmm.
and say, listen, when I'm out of town, my penis is gonna go in some other vaginas.
Yep.
You know, I still love you. You're my baby when I'm at home, but I'm gonna bang a lot of other snatch when I'm out there.
That's it. That's what it's all about, man. You're in the
Absolutely.
Band. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Right.
That's survival.
Join a band. Right, I didn't join a band so I could be, you know, kept down by a ball and chain. You know, I mean, girls it's cool to have a girlfriend if she's paying the bills and shit, but I don't want to have to just be inside that one vagina for the rest of my life. That's like a death sentence or something.
On your new record, what's your favorite track on there?
On our debut album or
new
one?
The debut one.
The debut record. That's a tough call, because there's a lot of killer songs on there. I would have to narrow it down to either Asian Hooker,
mm-hmm.
or Death's All But Metal, or Eyes of a Panther, or, gosh, there's a lot of good ones, or Eating Ain't Cheating, or The Shocker, or, you know what, Girl from Oklahoma is pretty great, too. They're all really good.
Yeah, we've been playing them for a while, man. Once I got turned on to your music here, it was no holds barred on here, man. I kept playing it over, and we've been ending the show like the last few months, you know, with a different track off there, man. It's cool, man. I can relate with your music. I understand where you're coming from. You guys know what you're doing, you guys got the following, and that's just the way it's supposed to be.
Well, thank you. That's awesome, and I will totally send you that $20 check that I promised you for saying all that shit. And you know what? That means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the rest of the band too. And I'm glad that you like it, because you know what? A lot of people think that we're just a one hit, you know, we're just a flash in the pan kind of band. And we're not. We're gonna put out like at least we're gonna keep doing records until we get banned from doing records.
Yeah.
We're gonna rock harder on every record. Our records are gonna get dirtier, and they're gonna be more bitching with every record, and they're gonna sound better with every record. So, and what's cool about that is that we don't make a dime off our records, because it's really hard to make money doing records now. It's not like the '80s, but we just do it because we know that we have, you know, we have a fan base out there that wants to hear it. And And we know that if we do make any money, we can go out and buy some cocaine with it. So
that's it.
That's the driving force behind our records, you know.
Sounds good. Which song would you like me to play?
It should be.
Oh, go on.
Off our record?
Yeah.
Gosh, how about Death to All the Metal? I think that's pretty much our anthem.
Okay.
Did you already play that one?
No, I didn't. I played Party All Day. I played that one already. And then I Want Pussy. I played that one also.
Which one?
I Want Pussy.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's the B side.
Yeah, I played that one. I try to play a popular one and then try to play something else, like you said, a B side one, just to give people some more flavor of what's going on.
Yeah, I tell you, man, like the I Want Pussy. I love that song, and we don't play it that much just because it's not on the record. But I think that's a great song and it rocks. So, I can't wait to get you our new record. I can't wait to go record it. I think you're going to like it a lot.
I'm looking forward to it.
It's not done.
Okay, hey, can you do me a quick favor, Satchel?
Absolutely.
Can you do a promo ID for our show? You know, say your name, the band you're with, and say you're listening to Max and Threshold with Dom, and just throw something crazy out at the end?
But what is the name of the show again?
Maximum Threshold.
Maximum Threshold with
that's
Dom, right?
That's it.
All right. You ready?
Yeah, whenever you're ready.
What's up? This is Satchel from one of the greatest heavy metal bands of all time, Steel Panther, and you're listening to Maximum Threshold with Dom.
Satchel, that was great. Hey, I want to thank you very much for calling in and being on the show here tonight and, you know, being a part of the madness and anything we could do to help promote Steel Panther or whatever you got going on, man. Please, you got my number. Give me a call and we'll hook you up.
Cool. All right. Hey, Dom, thanks, and I can't wait to get you the new stuff, man. I think you're going to dig it a lot.
Sounds good. Oh, I got a question here real quick from the chat room there. The Hellion wants to know, he wants to know if you're going to be touring with Devo.
With Devo, yes. As a matter of fact, we booked a 60-city tour towards the end of the year with Devo, but our one concession with them was that they had to stop being a bunch of pussies.
Got it.
And so I don't know if they're going to stop doing that.
Okay, there you go, Hellion. There's your answer.
There you go.
Okay, Satchel. Hey, I want to thank you very much for being on the show again tonight.
Thanks, Dom. I appreciate it, man.
Yep, have a good one.
I'll see you when you come by later to drop off that cocaine, all right?
I'll do that. I got an 8-ball for you.
Okay, cool, man.
Okay. Later.
See you later.
Ah, there you go. That was Satchel. Here we go. This is Death to All But Metal. Be back here on Max and Threshold.
Each other just because they're gay. They can suck a dick.
You have just listened to an exclusive interview on Maximum Threshold. Be sure to tune in to the Maximum Threshold radio show every Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern at MaximumThreshold.net.